Have a good day.
I think we can start our interview.
You see, excuse me, the way you were playing at first there, and I would think you play. Slimu Nyayengo, we normally start with Slimu Nyayengo. We get a baby. I like the way you were touching at first, you know. Oh, alternatively, you play Slimu Nyayengo we get a baby. These are my boys.
Performing.
Hey, these are my boys. They perform. That one there. Even this one will do for you some rapping. He has his rap. You, my mother should cook breakfast quickly. I go to school. What?
This is good. They will also perform. Okay. Okay, now you can maybe start by introducing yourself, your group leader, the name of your group, when it was started, its founder members, and then about the kind of music you play. For what reason your group was?
But I think you it would be good if you'll be leading me.
Okay, so
ask those leading questions so that I don't forget the main areas.
It's okay.
So I've been off. I acquired that number.
Well, now you can start by talking about yourself.
You play something. What are you playing? Professor,
it's okay,
are you playing? Should you play something which is musical? Okay. And now pay attention. Play it.
But the problem is, my shot is also
Park Road. My name is Oneka Dennis. I am the director of West Nile Initiative for Promotion of African Cultures. In brief, it's called WENIPAC. This organization was founded way back in 2005, and in 2007 we registered this organization with the Community Development Office as a community-based organization. The founder members have been the current members we are having. All we came up with this initiative together, and with the main objective as being revival of our lost cultural values. Many of this young generation, many of the young people today were born in exile.
Yes.
Due to the liberation war, which drove our people West Nile away from here.
Which war is that? Is that for Amin?
That is the Amin War. 1979.
Okay.
All our people were taken into exile. And the current generation was actually born in exile. So when we came back from exile, many of us young people had already lost their cultures.